Okay, thank you, Clerk. Good morning, Committee. I'd like to call the Commerce and Gaming Committee to order. The time is 11:04. Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse?
Present.
Congresswoman Good Fox?
Present.
Congressman Hamilton?
Here.
Congressman Keane?
Present.
Second Speaker Redcorn?
Here.
Chair Rebar?
Here. We have a quorum. Thank you, Clerk. The next item is prayer, and I've asked Congressman Big Horse to render a prayer for us this morning.
Dear Lord Heavenly Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we come to you today, dear Lord Heavenly Father, in a humble manner. Dear Lord Heavenly Father, we're thankful for the weather that you've given us, dear Lord Heavenly Father. We just ask that you continue to look down upon us and help us with these decisions. Dear Lord Heavenly Father, we just ask that you be with all of our Osage relatives, all of our Osage people, and be with our elders, our veterans, and our children. Ask all these things in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Congressman Big Horse. The next item is the approval of minutes, and you'll find those minutes attached to your calendar invite, Committee. And the minutes are dated May 23rd.
Chair.
Yes.
Motion to approve the minutes from May 23rd as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Okay, thank you. We've approved the minutes dated May 23rd, 2025. Our next item is the our executive appointees that have been assigned to this committee of jurisdiction. And we have appointees to consider for the Gaming Enterprise Board, the Gaming Commission, the Tax Commission, and our Monzeska ODOT C Board. And we also have a pending appointee. We have not received their information. It is coming from Mr. Perrier on the Osage LLC, so that'll be on another committee, within another committee meeting throughout session at some point. So just want the committee to be aware. So today I'd like to, the rules remind us, we're not interviewing anyone. We're actually looking at the information that they've provided to us. And so I'd like to discuss the Gaming Enterprise Board. In this, I've provided to the committee from our code that our statute that discusses the qualifications that are required to serve on our Gaming Enterprise Board. And if you remember, I think a couple of years back, we amended this piece that talked about in the definitions of a qualified professional, that means a person possessing a minimum of three. And in the beginning, when we amended this, that it said one. And Congress has increased the amount. And so they have to have a minimum of three of either a bachelor's degree in business admin, accounting, marketing, or an equivalent field, or a minimum of 5 years of experience in business management. They have to have a minimum of 5 years of experience in casino operations management, a minimum of 5 years of experience in hospitality industry management, or a demonstrable working knowledge of federal Indian law, the Indian Gaming Regulatory Act, and related statutes and regs, or a demonstrable working knowledge of gaming management, business, finance, or law. And so those are the requirements described in Chapter 12. We also have to abide by our Business and Boards Commissions Act. And so that's pretty vague. Not too much there besides that part of our code, you know, just kind of talks about their terms, their composition. But also it talks about their duties and responsibilities. And I feel like that this Congress is well-versed in those responsibilities. It also talks about their compensation, which we've discussed in detail with our board budgets over the years. But we have before us a new appointee named Bonna Bear. And Bonna has presented his packet. So as you know, the process is the chief sends down his appointment to Congress, and then we send out a questionnaire. And this has been since returned to us. His information provides his the questionnaire and his resume. And again, if the committee, you know, if this appointment leaves committee, then we get it on the floor, then somebody could ask to interview him. He's new to the board. That's typically what happens, but anybody can be interviewed, a reappointment as well. So does the committee have any questions about what Mr. Bear has provided to Congress at this time? It looks as though everyone that we've received has met our deadline as well. Is there any other information that the committee may request on Mr. Bear at this time? If not, we can move to the next appointee, or we could stay here. It's up to the committee. Congresswoman Goodfox.
He's on the line, yes? Okay. Can we ask questions?
Sure. Clerk, could you tell us who's online, please?
Virtually, we have Mr. James Aldridge, Mr. Buena Bear, Mr. Scott Delk, Mr. Van Bighorst, and Mrs. Pamela Ballard. And we have Congressman Keene.
Okay, wonderful. Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes, just a quick question. How does Mr. Bear, do you have any limitations for being able to come back for meetings? Or what is your plan to come back for board meetings?
Yeah, I will attend as many in person as I can. At this point, I would attend them in person. It just depends on what my my job would require at home, and then I would attend via Zoom.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's it. That's all I have.
Okay, thank you. Committee, any other questions? Second speaker.
Thank you, Chair. Mr. Baer, can you, I see your experience listed in HR at the casino at River Spirit. Can you expand for me a little bit on how that ties into having a work acknowledge of the Indian Gaming Regulatory Act and federal Indian law? I mean, I realize that working in a casino, you're exposed to those things. So I was just wondering if you could highlight how those connect.
Yeah, so I worked in HR. I was in training and development. So we worked with compliance. We worked with basically every department within the casino. So we would train oncoming new hires for onboarding. And we'd also do leadership training for management.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Speaker.
Thank you. Just for my information, could someone explain to me who Mr. Scott Delk is? I apologize for not knowing this. Maybe I should know, but I'm not familiar.
Chair.
Yes, Jimmy.
Mr. Scott Delk is the IT director.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Aldridge. All right, committee, would you have any other questions or? Yes, Speaker Shaw.
Thank you so much, Mr. Baer. I see that you do have the 3 years experience with River Spirit Casino in the training and development department. Is that what you're considering under the experience in casino operations management?
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, Chair, any other questions?
Chair.
Yes.
Mr. Baer, this is Congressman Hamilton. My question is, hello, can you be brief and explain to us what this position is? What your duties are? Excuse me?
I'm sorry, Congressman, you kind of cut out there for a second.
In a brief statement, can you explain what this appointment is, what the duties are of a board member? Specifically to the gaming board?
Yeah, it's to help with decision making as far as the Osage Casino for oversight and to participate in the discussions regarding the casino.
Okay, so I'm not hearing. So remember, committee, I just want to remind you guys, we can interview Bonna after he leaves committee with the full body of Congress, if you guys would like, so we could see him in person. If you guys would prefer to do that. Well, we could ask questions now, but I don't know, is it on our side or is it on Mr. Baer's side? I wonder. Okay, committee, let's, I feel like we're having a technical difficulty. Bonnie, can you hear the committee at all?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I think it's my connection on my side that's cutting in and out.
Okay. That's fine. You can, What do you think, committee? What do you guys want to do? Okay. All right. Congresswoman Goodfox?
I move to report out Mr. Bear is qualified by education and or experience, and there are no legal or ethical barriers to service to Congress.
We have a motion and a second. That was good. Yes, there's a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Okay. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed? Okay, thank you. And thank you, Bonna, if you could hear us. And the clerk will be in touch with you.
And thank you all.
You're welcome. Have a good day, Bonna.
You too.
The next item would be Mr. Bruce Pollock. Again, he's sent down as a reappointment. Mr. Pollock's packet was received on time. And so in his packet, you'll find his questionnaire and his bio.
Chair.
Chair?
Yes.
This is Pamela Ballard. I apologize for interrupting. Mr. Pollock could not join via Zoom, but I have him on my Zoom. So if anyone has any questions, he would be able to answer.
Okay, thank you, Pamela. And what I was trying to state is that right now we're just looking at everybody's information. We're going over their paperwork that's been sent in. So thank you, Pamela, for letting us know. Okay, committee, we have Mr. Pollock's information. Does anyone have any questions about the information we've received or anything of that nature?
I do not. But Chair, I've been through the application, the paperwork that we've been given. The rest of the people that have been assigned to this committee are all reappointments. And I don't know how anyone else feels, but I will make motions to move everyone out unless the committee has a lot of questions, or I don't want to move too fast, but I know where I'm at as a member. So if everyone else feels that way, then I'm going to start making motions. And if any of the members want me to slow down or you have anything, then I mean, I'll step quietly, but that's where I'm at.
I'm in agreement with that as the chair. I feel like everybody here is a reappointment. We received their packets. I've read all of the information that they've provided. And I've put on, we have an agenda until 3. And so what I've done is I put the appointments here to give us some time. And I appreciate the committee being prepared, and they've already read the packet. So I'm also would like to be able to visit with PBM this afternoon about their it's a courtesy sponsor I have with their electronic signatures. And then I didn't invite the board to discuss the gaming plan, but if we have time, we can talk about it in executive just as a committee too. So
I agree with all of that.
That's what the day looks like. So yeah. I'm open for any motions. I'm prepared. Is anybody on the committee not prepared for any motions at this time? Okay, thank you. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Motion to report to Congress that Mr. Pollock is qualified by education and or experience, and there are no legal or ethical barriers to service for the Gaming Enterprise Board.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Okay, thank you. Our next to see would be Claudette Carnett.
Motion to report to Congress that Ms. Carnett is qualified by education and or experience, and there are no legal or ethical barriers to service to the Gaming Enterprise Board.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor say yes. Any opposed? Okay, thank you. The next would be Mark Sims.
Motion to report to Congress that Mr. Sims is qualified by education and or experience, and there are no legal or ethical barriers to service to the Gaming Enterprise Board.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second? We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Okay, thank you, committee. The next would be Marsha Harlan to the Gaming Commission.
Motion to report to Congress that Ms. Harlan is qualified by education and or experience. There are no ethical or legal barriers to service to the Gaming Commission Board.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Thank you. The next would be Rhonda Wallace to the Osage Nation Tax Commission.
Motion to report to Congress that Ms. Wallace is qualified by education and or experience, and there are no legal or ethical barriers to service to the Tax Commission Board.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Okay, thank you. The next would be Raymond Redcorn.
No.
Oh, Stephen Blue, I'm so sorry. And Mr. Blue will be with the Osage Nation Community Development Financial Institution Board, Armonzeska ODOTC.
Motion to report that Mr. Blue is qualified by education and or experience, and that there are no legal or ethical barriers to service to the Community Development Financial Institution Board.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Okay, thank you. And finally, we have Raymond Redcorn to be appointed to the Community Development Financial Institution Board, Armonzeska ODOTC.
Motion to report Mr. Redcorn is qualified by education and or experience, and there are no legal or ethical barriers to service to the Community Development Financial Institution Board.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes. We have one abstention. Anyone opposed? Okay. All right. Thank you, committee. We've went through our executive appointees that the information we've received thus far. Again, we're waiting on, I think, Mr. Perrier's information. And that was just sent to him. So we should be getting that pretty soon. And then we'll add him to an agenda. And then what I would like to do, in speaking to the clerks and the committee, if the committee's okay, then I'd like to entertain a motion to recess for lunch until 12:30. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Okay, we'll reconvene at 12:30. Thank you. Thank you.